Welcome to the first edition of My Commute. So these episodes are going to be short. I've got a 20-minute commute, and I don't think I'll record during the entire drive to work. Backing up a little bit, as you guys know, some of you know, I work for Orono Brewing Company, and so that's my day job, and so I am going to work right now for the day. So that I thought I'd take this time, I'm sitting in the car, driving, usually listening to music or a podcast, to, you know, talk something. And so I wanted to get something off my chest. Not really, just, you know, wanted to talk about something. So today I'm going to talk about Black Widow. Came out on July 9th. I'm in the theaters and on Disney Plus. And I watched it with my wife Taylor on Disney Plus Premier Access, which is a cool new feature. This is the only movie that I'll be able to do that immediately. The other ones, Shang-Chi, and The Legend of the Ten Rings will come out on Disney Plus 45 days after the first release in the theater. But I was able to watch it at home, the safety of my own home. It's pretty safe to go out and watch a movie right now with your friends and family at the theaters. But I just know I have a kid right now, and so we decided that it'd be best to buy it on Disney Plus Premier Access, watch it at home, eat our own popcorn, have our own drinks, and enjoy the movie in the comfort of our own home. So we watched Black Widow on Friday night and enjoyed it very much. So my goal is to try not to make these too long-winded or such, but also if I do a movie or a TV show or something, review of some sorts, that I don't give away too many spoilers. So my goal is not to give any spoilers away. If I do, I'm sorry. So maybe don't listen to this until after you've watched the movie. But I should be able to not do it with spoilers in this episode, at least. So Black Widow came out July 9th, again, like I said, in the theaters and on Disney Plus. It's the first movie from Marvel in 2 years, since the pandemic kind of like stopped it from coming out. It was delayed multiple times before we got to the actual release date here this July. And it was awesome. I really think it was amazing. The difference, the way Marvel's been able to take movies and make not just a superhero movie, but make it so that there's another level of description to it, I guess what I would say. Like, you know, Ant-Man's like a heist movie. You've got your action films, you've got your dramas, you've got your comedies, like Thor Ragnarok. Guardians of the Galaxy had this comedy, more comedy sides of things. So I don't feel like Marvel movies can put into one specific category of superhero movie. And so what's just cool about this one is it's more like a Mission Impossible, Jack Reacher, Bourne Identity, Bourne series movie style to this as well. It's not just superheroes. I mean, there's a couple parts in there where you see some people using superpowers, super strength, and so on. But most of the movie doesn't feature any superheroes, per se, that you'd see in a normal Marvel movie, which is really cool. So if you just watched it, you might be, like, surprised that it was a Marvel movie, in a sense, because of the fact that there is no, like, there's Captain America doesn't make an appearance, or you know, someone doesn't fly, someone doesn't, you know, use claws of their hands, and so on, so, which is pretty cool. It has a great storyline to it, a great arc. There's some cool Easter eggs because this falls in between, right after Captain America's Civil War. So it has that little, like, you know what's going into it. If you watched all the Marvel movies, you know this where it slots in. But there's also some cool Easter eggs to look forward to future movies because of the movie. This movie came out after all those movies. Now you can go back and watch those movies after the movie in Infinity War and Endgame and see some things that come out during this movie, which is pretty cool. It's way long, way too long for this movie to come out. Like, it took way too long for this movie to come out. Not just because of the pandemic, but because this movie, technically, like, Black Widow was one of the first few characters announced and released into the MCU. And she debuted back in Iron Man films. Black Widow's been in the most Marvel movies because she's had bit parts in all of a lot of them. So it's something she's been around for so long. So it's really interesting to see why it took him that long. But I think personally, it's kind of a cool kickoff to the next phase in a sense, because we get to remember the first phase, second phase, third phase. You get to remember those awesome movies and a character that you remember. While we introduce some new characters, as well as the next few movies are going to introduce a ton of new characters. So it's nice to kick off the next phase. This is phase four of the Marvel Cinematic Universe with a movie that has a character that we're used to seeing. That's one of the cool things about this movie. The music's great, action's great, the acting is great. I'm excited to see if any of these other characters that are in this movie end up being in other movies. Because it seems like a lot of them are Black Widow specific. There's a possibility that there's a couple characters after you see the movie that I could see continuing on. It would be really, 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 really cool because, again, one of the best things Marvel's been able to do is intertwine all these movies into one. So it's like one 25-point or chapter film, which is really, really cool. So I definitely recommend seeing it. I don't know. I mean, action films are always better in the theaters, I think, because they have a better sound system and a bigger screen, so you get the feel of it. But to me, it's not that epic Infinity War Endgame movies that makes me go, I had to go, Taylor, we need a babysitter because you need to go see this in the theaters. I think it was perfect to watch at home. So Disney Plus Premier Access, there's a fee to it on top of your Disney Plus subscription, which is about $30 for the fee. And that gives you access to the movie. The cool thing is that Taylor and I going to see the movies, we probably would have spent $12 a person. So that's $24. We might have gone to get drinks before or get popcorn at the movies or whatever. It would have cost us over $30 likely to go out for the night, plus a babysitter. So for us, the $30 is well worth it because we consider the comfort of our own home. Pause it for potty breaks, you know. If we got tired and wanted to go to bed or the baby got cranky, we could always pause it and start it again. Can't really do that in the theaters. So I definitely am a proponent for Disney Plus Premier Access. I believe Cruella is also on Disney Plus Premier Access right now too, so you could always watch that movie too at your own home. But I think that, you know, I talked with Adam, my co-host on this show, about this coming out on Wednesday's episode 57, to give you a little premiere or a preview towards it, is that it's definitely something of the future. I don't think the theater, visiting the theater, is ever going to go away, but I definitely think that having the ability to watch it at home within a certain period of time after the movie's in the theaters, it's going to be definitely something we see in the future. Because, I mean, I can understand Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is going to be in the theaters, and then I believe 45 days afterwards it's going to be on Disney Plus, which is still faster than a DVD coming out. But I still think that, you know, maybe they put it in the theaters for the first two weekends, so like premiere weekend, Thursday night, Friday night through Sunday, and then the following weekend, and then maybe the following Friday, so it's that three Fridays from the movie coming out, that they could put the movie on Disney Plus, and I don't think they'd lose any money. I heard they made $60 million of people watching at home this time, so I can't imagine they're losing much money like watching it at home versus the theater. So I don't know. It was, I think, the perfect movie to watch on Disney Plus Premier Access instead of having to go to the theaters. So great movie. I think it's an excellent thing. It's probably going to be ending up in the middle of the pack of my rankings. It's definitely not one of the best movies, but it's definitely not one of the worst movies. So I think it will find its way right in the middle of my pack of rankings. And I will definitely be watching it again. So I guess the word of this episode is definitely, because I've been using it a lot. So definitely watch Black Widow. Let me know how you think the movie turned out. It's a great thing in this world now that we're ready for more Marvel Cinematic Universe movies coming out. We have one every couple of months now for the rest of the year. This is the first of four for 2021. We also have Loki that's on TV on Disney Plus right now. The finale comes out Wednesday, July 14th. July 21st will be the Making of Loki episode that will come out. And then in August 11th is What If. So really looking forward to that. So Marvel is definitely kicking ass right now and taking names and ready for the future. So that's my little, like, you know, shout out to Black Widow on my commute. Some of these episodes might be talking about other things that are not specifically around pop culture, but just generic things in my life or in the life of the world. Food. I did get stopped and got my coffee on the way to work. I put way too much cream in it. But I need the caffeine after having a child. So, but that's been my commute. I'm almost to work, so I'll see you guys soon. I really appreciate you checking this quick 10-minute episode out and seeing my first thoughts of Black Widow, the Marvel Cinematic Universe movie released on July 9th. So check it out in theaters near you or watch it on Disney Plus Premier Access. I really, 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 really highly recommend watching it. Again, I think it's a solid, solid movie in the first place and a solid MCU movie. So be sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, at The Main State of Mind, and check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube for the video portion of this podcast. Please like, share, subscribe, all that stuff. I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. This has been my commute.